Today's episode is brought to you by the Christian Standard Bible, a Bible translation for everyone. The CSB is a translation that's both understandable for the new believer and the lifelong disciple. Whether reading to a child or teaching in your women's ministry, the CSB will be accurate, readable, and shareable. Find out more at csbible.com. We're so thankful for the support of the Christian Standard Bible.
Motherhood is hard. One second, we think we're doing a good enough job, and the next, we feel like the worst mom on the planet, which is why we need the refreshing truth of the gospel to be repeated over and over, giving us hope in the everyday moments. So, Mama, whether you're sipping cold coffee or doing a sink full of dishes, we hope you'll find truth, encouragement, and laughter here. This is the Risen Motherhood Podcast. Thanks for joining us.
Well, welcome back to another episode of Risen Motherhood. I'm Laura, and I have my sister-in-law, Emily, here with me.
Hello.
And we're pretty excited to be back after what's felt like a very long time away.
Yes. Actually, we were talking, we haven't recorded together in person since...
Probably February, right before dun-dun-dun, you know what hit.
Yes, we went through that whole season, so it's a little surreal, but also really exciting. I think this feels like... just so normal, and it's just a blessing to be back and recording and being together, so it's good.
Do you feel normal sitting in your toddler-sized kid chair?
I do.
It feels pretty accurate as motherhood goes.
I do, because you would think that nearly 5 years into this that we, you know, created a sound studio and we had a podcasting room. And
we should have all that, but we don't. We're literally sitting in IKEA kid chairs and a toy table.
Yeah, and I'm going to hurt when I stand up from this.
Emily always says she gets so sore after podcasting. It's because I make her sit in really weird spots.
All right. So like you mentioned, I don't know if we've dropped the words yet on this show, but COVID-19.
I kind of feel like it's like the words that we should not name.
I know.
You know, like something bad might happen if we say it aloud.
Yes.
But COVID-19, that has really put everybody's lives in a tailspin and definitely ours as well. So it's been a pretty crazy 6 months or so, probably since the last time we recorded. And I know Emily and I both got our first taste of homeschooling. Wow. That was really
exciting. Well, we had a friend who said, and I thought this was really helpful, she called it crisis schooling.
Yeah, that was good.
And I think that helped me put it into a different category because, yes, we were doing school at home, but it was definitely a very reactive situation. It was, you know, by the time we all got home, we weren't really going out to stores and getting school supplies. The libraries were closed. So it wasn't exactly the type of situation you'd set up for yourself if you planned on it happening. Yeah. But we made it. It was such an incredible learning experience for our family and our relationships, I think, on the other side of some hard days, are really, you know, healthy and in a better place. And we went through a lot of good trials with parenting. So all in all, I would call it just a really merciful, grace-filled time.
That's a good perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah. I felt like my goal was eventually, when I kind of got my sea legs under me, it was just to enjoy my kids and to have fun with them. And yes, if we did some schooling, that was great and it was important. But it was most important that we worked on heart attitudes and character development, mostly for mama, mostly for me, you know? So we made it through and I'm really glad it's summertime and it feels like things are like inching their way back to normal, but inch is the key word.
Yeah. Is there anything new and exciting that's fluffy running around downstairs?
There is. I got a puppy.
That was kind of an exciting thing that happened to you guys.
It was. And this is not a COVID puppy. I know a lot of people got puppies. I guess I heard there was a puppy boom the moment COVID hit. You know,
we became sure we were not getting a puppy during COVID.
That's because I got a puppy and she saw what happened. No, he is the most wonderful thing in the whole world.
Cute.
Oh, I love him and he follows me around and I just love it. He adores me and it just feels really good to be adored.
Anyway, nice.
Yeah. What about you? What's new? What's going on in Emily's world?
Yeah. We didn't get a puppy, but we got a business.
Yeah, you got it. I mean, that's a pretty big one. I would say a little bigger than the puppy.
Yeah. Long before we knew a pandemic was going to happen, my husband and I were just working together to open a car wash in our community. And so we did that in, it was late May.
Yeah.
We're kind of right in the midst
right in the middle
of it. And luckily, car wash is like a very socially distant activity.
That's right. It's perfect for quarantining. It's like a great activity with your kids. Like, let's go to the car wash and check it out.
So it's fun. So we've been very, very busy because of that. So my husband's been working a lot, but there's also a lot of, you know, neat flexibility that comes with that. And the summer's been flexible. So we're just, yeah, enjoying the time that we're in. I was thinking today, we went to the library. Our library is open, like, for, you know, go in, pick up your books with your mask on and leave only. And I was just praising the Lord that I could even go in and get those few books. And I thought, man, how things have changed. That there are so many things I'm grateful for now that I find myself thanking God for that I just totally took for granted before COVID. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Silver lining there.
Okay. So before we go too far in our show, we do want to talk about a few things that we have fun announcements. Well, actually, one of my favorite things is it next week, Emily, after the show releases, is the birthday of the book.
Oh, yeah.
It's our book's birthday. So it's also cool. My birthday. They were released on the same day.
Yes.
But that's unimportant here. What's really important is the book birthday.
We are so thankful. I think one of my favorite things still is to hear specific stories from friends of women they know who they either gave them the book or they stumbled upon the book somehow and it started all these incredible conversations.
Yeah.
And I just never get tired, especially of hearing moms who just hadn't heard the gospel before or who hadn't thought deeply about Jesus and the way that he can, you know, just transform their lives and just how important it is that they know Christ, that they get a hold of the book and it just totally shifts the way that they're thinking and ultimately changes their heart. And not because of what we wrote, obviously,
absolutely,
but because God is working through it. And that just blows my mind. And I just never get tired of that.
I just heard a story just maybe last week, I think it was, where a mom wanted to witness to a friend of hers who she thought, you know, didn't know Jesus. And so she was kind of gearing up, you know, kind of trying to steer the conversation in the right way. And eventually she was able to share the gospel, which was so cool. And then her friend, who she hadn't seen in a very long time, was like, oh, I became a Christian a long time ago. And so then the gal that was telling the story to me, she said that I wanted to tell her about Risen Motherhood so that she could grow deeper in her faith. And so she went and quick grabbed her book off of her nightstand and handed it to her friend so she could take it home. Mm. And I told her that that is like one of my favorite things. And one of the main reasons why I really wanted to write a book was I think there's something so powerful about having a tangible copy of something, especially like a ministry that you want to check out or learning more about the gospel. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times we'll tell our friends about, oh, did you see that show? Did you try that food? Did you go to that restaurant? And then you forget what the name of the restaurant was. You forget the name of the show. But when you have something tangible to take with you, why business cards are so popular, you know, and flyers and leaflets and things, when you have that book, then you're like, oh yeah, it's sitting in the seat of my car. I meant to check out, go to RisenMotherhood.com or go check out the podcast. And it's just really fun that women, I think, have like a physical, tangible reminder of checking out the ministry, but more than that, of like growing deeper in their faith and learning and hearing how the gospel applies to their motherhood.
Amen.
It's pretty cool.
I think that's such a good idea just to have,
I know,
if you want, keep a few on hand and give them away. The other thing that is really, really exciting, you may have heard us share this on social media, but there is going to be a Spanish version of the Risen Motherhood book.
We're so thrilled.
We are thrilled. And as of right now, what we know is that it's releasing on October 20th, 2020. So that could change. We will totally keep you posted on social media. So be on the lookout for that. But we are just thrilled that this is going to reach just a whole, just new group of women that their first language is Spanish.
Yeah.
And it's so helpful to read it in their native tongue. So.
Definitely. Go check it out. I think you can already pre-order it on Amazon.com, cool, Christianbook.com. So head over there to those sites. And like Em said, we'll have more on social. Another thing, some of you guys know this, some of you may not know, but we're actually a crowd-funded nonprofit. And so what that means is that we run almost entirely on donations, not exclusively, but it is a main way that we are able to produce the content that we can so that anyone in the world can access all of the Risen Motherhood resources for free. And we really do try to do that where everything we have is available for free for download. You're not paying anything to be able to access this content. And actually, because of COVID, we chose to cancel our spring pledge drive. And that was because our spring pledge drive was scheduled to land on probably week two of when the U.S. went through the major, major shutdowns. And so it was like the second week after the shutdowns. And we just felt like, hey, the timing doesn't feel right. It feels like we all have a lot of things to deal with and a lot bigger things happening. And so we ended up canceling the pledge drive. And God has been so faithful and he's continued to provide for the ministry. But that is one area where if you feel led and you want to continue to support the work that we do here at Risen Motherhood, we would just encourage you to check out our webpage, rismotherhood.com/give. Go there and you can see the different ways that you can partner with us. You can do it through a one-time donation or you can do it through a monthly donation. But we are really, really grateful for those of you who have partnered with us. And once you do, you actually get the RM report, which is a kind of cool little insider newsletter where we tell you about some stories we've heard from women in the Risen Motherhood community who have just seen the gospel transform their lives. We tell you about up-and-coming events, little sneak peeks, just the behind the scenes of the ministry to really keep you in the know. So we hope that you will join us in that way and just partner with us. And if nothing else, partnering us through prayer is also incredibly meaningful to us.
Yeah, speaking of prayer, I know one of the things Laura and I have talked about a lot in 2020, even back in 2019, was how we want to grow a culture of prayer in our ministry and in our community. And so one of the things we implemented early this summer was called Kitchen Sink Prayers, which grew out of a day of prayer we did for COVID-19 in, I think, May or April. April. I don't know. We prayed.
It was definitely in April.
And so that was just such a meaningful experience. It was something we just were so encouraged by that we were like, we really want to be praying every week. And so if you've been following our social media, you've probably seen that square pop up every Wednesday, and it gives you prayer prompts and a topic that our community is praying for together. And the idea is that whenever you're at a kitchen sink, again, whether this is at your workplace and you're filling up your water bottle or you are doing your dishes at home or any number of reasons, you know, washing your hands, washing little kids' hands, that this prayer prompt would come into your mind and that you'd be praying for moms, different types of moms all over the world. We have just prayed for so many things.
Yeah, it's been super fun. And I feel like our community has really received them well, which has been fun to see. And so we've also heard your desire for a printable, which is funny because we actually talked about it prior to pushing these out. We thought, oh, this would be great to have a printable. But we sort of said, okay, here are the topics we want to cover, but each topic has like all these focus areas and these prompts and a verse, and we're not far enough ahead, basically, is the point. But hopefully next year there'll be a printable for you guys to be able to print out and follow along or set something by your sink. So we do have plans for that. We definitely hear your desire, and we love it when you guys share ideas. And it's just funny when you hear the same idea over and over. We're like, okay, we got to do this.
It's good because I know that I want it too.
Yeah, I would put it by my sink.
I've been using a post-it note a lot of times.
That's a good idea.
And then it falls down and gets wet.
Yeah, like laminate it every week or something.
I know. I have time for laminating that.
COVID, you're at home. Okay, another big new update is that our website got an update, which is really fun. It's easier to search. It's easier to look for things. There's not a ton to say about that besides it takes a lot of time on the back end. And then the front, you get to enjoy hopefully something a little bit easier to navigate.
And something I'm looking forward to, and I know all of you guys will as well.
What?
The shop.
Oh, yeah. Emily's favorite thing.
Risen Motherhood merch.
Emily's like obsessed with, with merch.
That's because that's all I wear. You know, I only wear t-shirts and soft pants.
I know. And soft pants. We do our team meetings every other week, and it'll be like basically every single person will have RM gear on. And if you don't, you're kind of the odd one out, which is fun.
Which t-shirt do you have in the rotation? But we are going to have more than t-shirts this year.
Yeah, we have really beautiful. Yes. You guys, I am like, I'm more excited than I've ever been about the shop. We've got these beautiful handmade mugs. Handmade, handmade. Did you hear that word? We also have a beautiful necklace. Mm-hmm. We've got these cool, what do you call those? Mom keychains. That's what a gal on our team calls them. But they're like those big ring keychains.
It's like the don't lose your key keychain.
Yeah, you'll just have to wait to see. I don't know. I hadn't heard of them until someone showed us, but they're very popular. And then lots of other stuff. But watch for dates. It'll be in November. We'll release more dates and we'll also announce it on the show. So you guys are going to hear about it. But definitely set your calendars because it just runs 1 week. And once it's over, it's over. And we always get a lot of emails from people who just barely missed it. So we do feel bad, but there's really like nothing we can do.
We'll talk about it more. So stay tuned, but definitely be looking in November. And then the final just kind of housekeeping thing we wanted to chit-chat about is TGC Women, used to be 2020.
Yes.
Got rescheduled.
No longer.
Due to COVID to spring 2021. So you can go to tgc.org to see when it's rescheduled. We'll have a link in our show notes. We are still planning to be there if the Lord wills.
If the Lord wills. The Lord knows.
The Lord knows. We were supposed to be on some different panels and do a live podcast. So we're still excited for that. And we'll just see what happens.
Yeah.
Longer than like next
the
week
Lord
right
knows
now.
Is the motto of 2020. You just give it to him. Just the put Lord it in his knows. Hands. Okay, so
let's announce what we're doing.
Yeah, this we have fall. Kind of a big announcement. Those were like feel like a little bit little announcements now yeah. compared to what we want to tell you guys, and which is we're actually doing a best of season this fall. So going forward from here on out, we are actually going to be replaying some of our favorite episodes from the archives. We have like quite a few reasons for doing mm-hmm. this, and we want you guys to know that this isn't a COVID decision. This wasn't just simply because you know, this decision was not made in March is the point. Yeah. This decision was actually made, oh gosh, like 18 months ago.
Yeah, a long time ago.
12 to 18 months ago with our board in conjunction with them. So we just kind of want to talk you guys through what to expect and why we'd make a decision like this.
Yes. So each week we are going to be pulling a show from our archives. So Laura and I have talked through this, prayed through this. In fact, I remember when we brainstormed this list for the first time in a vehicle coming back from Michigan.
Yeah. I was going to say, right? Revive Our Hearts. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we've been talking about this for a long time, and we have specifically tried to choose episodes that we feel like are going to still be really impactful in what we're going through in 2020. And we've gone through them. We've re-listened. We're going to record a special intro to every show. So you're going to hear us kind of pop in and, you know, maybe give any updated information or just reflect on that show a little bit. So you are going to hear our new recorded voices every week. But then there's also going to be a little bit of that content that we've already released before that we hope still sounds really fresh in the new season that a lot of us are in.
Yeah, it's funny because Emily and I, we've already, like she said, selected the shows and re-listened to them all. And it took a little bit of juggling to figure out and make sure, hey, this is the right mix or these are the shows to put out. And I mean, there were a few times where I listened back and thought, oh, wow, we have really changed and mm-hmm. we sound really different. And that just helped me to realize how much we've grown and changed, but also how the gospel never does. And mm-hmm. so many of the truths that we shared in these shows, whether they're a year or 5 years, almost 5 years old, but it's amazing to see how the gospel in them still rings true.
Yeah. So confession, I was convicted as I was listening through a lot of really? These because it's just interesting looking back. Some of them, you know, maybe we recorded 4 or almost 5 years yeah, ago, yeah. You know, we had babies and toddlers and I just had still such an idealistic view of motherhood. And as I was hearing myself talk about what it would look like to apply the gospel and live it out in motherhood, you know, I feel like a little bit weathered and like yeah. a little bit calloused by years and tough things and tough experiences. And I just found myself as I was listening to something that, you know, you and I have heard every one of our episodes like a dozen times.
Yeah, a few times.
I don't know.
Yeah,
enough. Yeah, yeah. A lot of times. Yeah. I was just shocked at how those truths were still penetrating my heart and were convicting me anew and were causing me to repent and turn back to the Lord and say, yes, Lord, like I don't want to turn away from your ways because life is hard. Mm-hmm. And because I feel like, you know, I don't know, I tried that 30 times and it didn't work as well as I wanted, mm-hmm. so I give up. I don't want to give up. I want to keep being faithful to the Lord. So in some ways, I was just really encouraged hearing fresh mom Emily and Laura,
fresh mom,
share the gospel because it was true then and it's mm-hmm. true now. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I'm excited for you guys to re-listen to these.
Yeah. Yeah. So even if you've heard them, we are hopeful that you'll still listen again. We know a lot of you guys are new. Risen Motherhood has really changed and grown in the past 5 years. And many of you have not gone through our archives and listened in. And so
yeah, there's like over 160 episodes.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And so there's plenty of content there, but we're hopeful that this season will meet you where you're at, even though these were recorded in the past. We think they're still really, really relevant for today. And we're just excited to kind of put these back out there. I am a little bit fearful. I think not fearful. That's probably the wrong word. But maybe I feel like, oh, I sound so immature, you know? And then I know I'll listen to myself right now, 5 years from now, and think the same thing. So praising the Lord for growth.
Praise the Lord. And that was one of the things we talked about when we were considering doing a best of season. It's just how much has changed since we started this. You know, Laura and I often talk about we started in our basements. We were not living in the same city. We were recording remotely, mm-hmm. you know, over Skype. And we didn't set out to make this, you know, nonprofit that was reaching women all over the world. We were just starting out to respond to something that God had led us to do right then and to share the gospel with the few people that would listen. And here we are. We became a nonprofit. We have a lot of new kind of arms and aspects to our ministry that we didn't have when we started out. And so it's important, we think, to like stop and reflect on what God has done and where he may be leading us next. So that's just kind of our heart as we were looking back.
Yeah. And I think that that leads us well into the rest of the why. I mean, part of it is that, hey, we've got all this great content. A lot of people haven't heard it. It could still be encouraging. So we'd love for you guys to hear it again. And then there's kind of this other side to it where I think, as we mentioned, this has been in the works for at least a year, if not longer, of our desire to have time to just take a break. And after 5 years of recording the show, as Emily said, like, a lot has changed and a lot in our personal lives. I think back over the past 5 years, and I think those are the most eventful 5 years in my entire 33 years of life.
Yeah.
They were very eventful.
And some of the most suffering
absolutely.
You and I have experienced yes. has happened in the last 5 years.
A lot of hard stuff. Yep. And so I think that for us, I feel like I went through a pretty big season of burnout, and I've been more public probably over on my personal platform. I've shared a little bit here on Risen Motherhood, but just thinking through of like, how can we maintain ministry for the long term mm-hmm. and how can we keep doing this? Emily and I want to do ministry until we're like 80, 90, 100 years old.
Till I die.
Till we die.
Go see Jesus.
That's right. And so we have just been asking the question of how do we sustain it while also being full-time moms to our kids? Well, I mean, we have some help, but we really want to invest well with our children, with our families and our local churches, and those to be some of the primary ways that we invest. But we also have this ministry that God's given us. And I think we've just been wrestling and talking through how do we sustain that and live a quiet life still. And, you know, we came off the book launch last September, and it was huge. It was best-selling book. I think that it was so great and it was amazing to see, but it really set the trajectory towards, you know, more. And there definitely came with it a lot of pressure towards doing more things. And it's great.
Good things.
Yeah.
Exciting things.
So thankful for those opportunities. But I think also we were both feeling pretty weary and feeling perhaps desiring to do contrary to what is typically done. When you launch a book, then you would think you'd launch more books and you would, you know, do more and more things. And I think we were both feeling the call towards saying, let's just take a step back and reevaluate and see what God has next for us, not just in public ministry, but also in our personal lives, and to be able to do well at home first.
Mm-hmm. Amen. I think that it's easy to get caught in living just a reactionary life too,
yeah.
especially when things grow quickly or you get a lot of new opportunities quickly, to just kind of react and respond. And one thing we've just seen other people do, people that have long sustainable ministries, is to take seasons and to take times to pause and reflect and search their soul and be quiet before the Lord and be proactive and say, what is God leading me to do next, and to lay it all out on the table and be willing to have God take them a different direction. And I think Laura and I were both really drawn to that idea. So as she mentioned, we kind of went through this process with our board a year and a half ago of like, what does it look like for Risen Motherhood after it's been open, been producing podcasts for 5 years, to just ask the Lord, okay, we're just going to pause for a moment and say, what would you have us do next? And one of the strong calls on our heart, of course, is to be faithful to our lives as moms. I mean, COVID-19 has changed a lot of things. It's just God's timing that came along with this. Like, we did not plan that. But, you know, Laura and I are making different school choices in the fall than we've done in the past. And just things are out of our control there. Mm-hmm. And so life and motherhood looks a little different. So it's all just kind of coincided in God's perfect timing. But I think that word sustainable really rings out. And it's not sustainable based on like, oh, let's only just do what feels safe and right for us. But it's more like, what is wise, Lord?
Yeah.
And knowing that Christ has paid it all and we are just here to serve for the short time that we're on earth. We want to run as hard as we can, but not run and then pass out. Yeah. And then have somebody drag us for a while.
And,
you know?
And I sort of did. Like, yeah. I mean, I'll be really frank. Like, I sort of started down that path. And so that's one of the big reasons. It was certainly a mutual decision. But I think that, like, one of the big reasons is I will confess that I probably ran too hard. Mm-hmm. And life events that I couldn't control, but also some things I could, you know? And so I feel like I have a burden to share with women so that they don't do like me, you know, but also do like us, or do like we're trying to do with wise wisdom in our lives. Now we're saying, hey, how can we be sustainable? How can we run this race well? How can we do it for the long term? And how can we act counterculturally, I think, too, and not be caught up in what probably the world would encourage us to do in order to live a purposeful life, or in order to live a fulfilling and meaningful life, but instead recognize the fulfillment and meaning and purpose is really in giving God glory. Like, we were made for glory. We were made to give God all of that glory. I think having to pause and ask ourselves that question is always really, really healthy. And sometimes you'll make different decisions whenever you're really thinking through that lens. And I'm so thankful that I can give God glory by being at home and being a mom. Mm-hmm. And like, that is just as purposeful, just as meaningful. In fact, at times, probably more. My quiet work, unseen, that nobody knows about at home is giving the Lord glory. And mm-hmm. yeah. And
that's like the heart. Like, to me, that is so hard. Yeah. Like, I have a harder time saying, what is self-control look like? God, how can I follow you and obey you in this moment with my children when I feel frustrated and upset? You know, what does it look like to have patience and glorify him there in that quiet moment? Honestly, is harder for yeah. me than sitting down in front of this microphone and recording. Like, this has hard things, but like, yeah, that private, quiet relationship with God and obedience to him is what reveals where we're really at, yeah. you know?
Yeah. And if our goal is to grow more and more in the likeness of Christ every single day, I mean, ministry is certainly refining, don't get me wrong, but motherhood, oof, it's the grindstone. And so as I think about, well, if my goal is to become more and more like Christ, to be prepared for eternity, then I want to do what's going to do that. And mm-hmm. sometimes it is taking a step back from the show.
Yeah, even, because we've seen, and you guys have probably seen it too, you're on social media, like, you know, public influencers, yeah. speakers, people that are Christian fall away.
Yeah.
They get, you know, fame, and, you know, their income starts to rest on saying inspirational things or releasing book after book after book, or, you know, there becomes this performance. And Laura and I are in tune with those things. We watch those things too. Mm-hmm. And it's scary. We see how fame and followers and having the pressure of needing to say spiritual, you know, encouraging things online can really sow seeds of hypocrisy, or can bring up imposter syndrome and depression and doubt and all kinds of things. And so we, as Laura was saying, really want to continue to pour into our own relationship with Christ, our own church community, because we are just so confident that if our own walks with the Lord are thriving, and mm-hmm. if we are learning and growing with him, if we are at peace and at rest, we are finding joy in him, it is going to spill. It's gonna, a little southern there. It's going to spill out of our mouths onto this podcast.
We need that moment of levity. Thank you.
Okay.
We're both getting whoop, yeah, a little too deep, maybe.
But we are confident that that is the best way to serve you, is for us to be healthy. And we are. Like, yeah, I think we can healthy. Both say that. Yeah. We are. This yeah. is, again, not reactionary. This is planned. But I think that's one of the reasons why. So as you're hearing this best of, we just really hope you will receive this, not as, oh, Emily and Laura are just giving us something that we've already right. had. But like, Emily and Laura, our heart is to try to serve you
yep.
in having a little bit of space so we can continue to grow with the Lord, pray about what's mm-hmm. next for Risen Motherhood, and still encourage you and be good stewards
yes,
of the things that we've invested a lot of time in. Our team has invested a lot of time in over the years.
Yeah. Yeah. That is it. Emily just recapped very well. And so speaking of, she kind of hinted towards this, is that there are changes coming to Risen Motherhood, which we are so excited about. And I feel like we don't want to give away too much yet because we're still kind of in the planning stages of exactly what it will yep. look like. But just know that we are coming back with all new, fresh content in January 2021. hopefully we all live to see the day. I feel like right now, like
if the Lord wills.
The Lord wills. And so if he wills, we'll be back in January 2021. And we will have fresh content. It will still be Emily and I's voices.
We're not going anywhere.
We are not going anywhere.
If the Lord wills.
Oh, my word. Okay, no more.
I just like anytime we make a plan now.
I know.
It's like, it may, I don't know.
I know. You really gotta say that.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're kind of excited to do a little bit of a shakeup and do some things differently. I feel like we both have creative itches that need scratched, and we want to try some fresh things. We want to try some new formats. But like we said, it will still be M and I. We're not going anywhere. It's going to be our two voices, probably more than ever before, in fact. Mm-hmm. And we love working together. We have a great relationship. We still have such a great time together. So we don't want any of that to change. So get excited. I think 2021 is going to be a bangerang year.
Yeah. We are already reading and studying.
Yeah. We get to study for shows. Ooh. I feel like we've never had a chance to really do that. What you heard on the RM podcast is like the well, you know, it's like, this is what I know and I'm going to share it with you. But now hopefully we'll get to do a bit more research and looking into things to be able to really, like we said, like we want to serve you really well. And so how can we set up scaffolding to do that?
All right, well, just to bring this to a close, kind of full circle from something we talked about earlier in the show, is we want prayer to become more central to the culture of our ministry. And so we want to just pray for you. Laura had this passage from Philippians 2 come to mind, and I just started studying Philippians. It's just really timely, and we think that this is so relevant. I'm just going to read it quickly, and then Laura is going to pray for you guys. All right, Philippians 2, starting in verse 1. If then there is any encouragement in Christ, if any consolation of love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, make my joy complete by thinking the same way, having the same love, united in spirit, intent on one purpose. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others as more important than yourselves. Everyone should look not to his own interests, but rather to the interests of others. Therefore, my dear friends, just as you have always obeyed, so now, not only in my presence, but even more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who is working in you both to will and to work according to his good purpose. Do everything without grumbling and arguing so that you may be blameless and pure children of God who are faultless in a crooked and perverted generation, among whom you shine like stars in the world by holding firm to the word of life. Then I can boast in the day of Christ that I did not run or labor for nothing. But even if I am poured out as a drink offering on the sacrificial service of your faith, I am glad and rejoice with all of you. In the same way, you should also be glad and rejoice with me.
Father God, I thank you so much for the community of Risen Motherhood and the women that you have brought into it. Lord, thank you for each of them and just that they all desire to pursue you in their motherhood, that they desire to live out the gospel and for their thoughts and minds to be just transformed by you. And Lord, I pray that for each of the women today, that you would just encourage them in the gospel, that they would remember that there are women around the world that share the same love, that are united in spirit, and we are intent on one purpose, and that is to give you glory, God. I pray that we would remember in the hard moments and in the easier, lighter moments that you are Lord over all, and that you rule, and that you are sovereign no matter what's happening, even though it feels like things are really crazy this year, and it feels like a lot is up in the air, and there are a lot of unknowns. I pray that you would remind us to just shine like stars in our generation, that we would shine the light of Christ in our homes with our children and our husbands, in our local communities, in our churches, and online too, Lord, in our interactions with social media. I pray that all of us would labor for the gospel, that we would not labor in vain, but that we would know that you are working everything according to your good purpose. Remind us of that truth. Help the Holy Spirit to prick our consciences and remind us of our goal. Help us to follow you and to trust and obey in everything we do. It's in your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. So we are, again, so, so excited to be kicking off a fall season of these best of episodes of Risen Motherhood that we know you are going to hear the gospel in each and every episode. And we're going to continue praying for you throughout the fall. If you want to follow along and just you know, catch up with every single episode, every kitchen sink prayer, all the things. Follow us on social media at Risen Motherhood on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And like Laura said, you can visit our beautifully redone website at risenmotherhood.com. And we are just really excited to journey with you guys this fall.
Yeah. Thanks, friends.
Thanks.
Hey guys, real quick before you go, if you'd like to support Risen Motherhood through a monetary donation, we would really appreciate it. Head over to risenmotherhood.com/give and you'll find all the details.